In last October's national elections in Pakistan, a coalition of six hardline Islamist parties known as the MMA won an unprecedented victory. The MMA campaigned on a strongly anti-American platform and won more seats in the national legislature than ever before. And, for the first time, the movement won control of one of the country's four provincial governments. From Peshawar, NPR's Ivan Watson reports on Pakistan's Islamic fundamentalist politicians and their first months in government.
A technician picks through thousands of dollars worth of smashed television equipment.
You see the CNN receiver decoder? You see the National Geographic decoder here? It's totally damaged.
Last week, several dozen armed and masked men broke into this small cable TV distribution company and used hammers to destroy the control room. 2 days later, the Union of Cable TV Distributors in the province stopped transmission of channels like the Cartoon Network, CNN, and National Geographic, replacing them with this message.
In protest against this unfortunate incident, the Cable Operators Association of NWFP has decided to observe complete strike of cable TV services across the province for an indefinite period.
Angry members of the union blame the attack on the mullahs. That's what locals call the Islamist MMA politicians who head the new provincial government. MMA officials have publicly condemned the attackers' illegal methods, but the move was applauded in the local language press by some hardline MMA supporters. Since coming to power in this province last fall, the MMA has launched a crackdown on what it considers immoral entertainment. Speaking through an interpreter, Sirajul Haq, the Minister of Finance for the new provincial government, says he's simply trying to protect his people from vulgarity.
One of the basic characteristics of the Western media is vulgarity. But in Islam, we are against the vulgarity because the people, the children, the women, they are sitting in their homes, and when they're looking at the Western media, vulgarity, and automatically this vulgarity transmits into their social life.
Over the past month, police have been smashing tape recorders that play music on public buses. They've also banned movie theaters from putting up the flashy hand-painted billboards that advertise their locally produced Pashto movies. The new decrees have hurt business at this video store, where a shopkeeper runs through a list of local favorites.
James Bond, Chuck Norris, Bruce Lee. One day, Jackie Chan.
Arnold.
Bruce Willis. Harrison Ford.
The store owner says he's been harassed by police. This customer, a visiting Afghan who owns a video store in Kabul, says the government here reminds him of the Taliban.
It looks like that the Taliban who were in Afghanistan, they've come to Pakistan. And they were doing the same thing as they were doing in Afghanistan.
But local journalist Rahimullah Yusufzai says that's not fair.
You know, the big difference is that the Taliban had captured power. They had come with force. These guys are elected. So they represent the people, the opinion of the people, and, you know, they have got a mandate.
Minister Haq says his government is committed to what he calls the Islamization of the province.
We believe in the idealism of this Holy Prophet, who created a state 1400 years before. This is our model, not present states, or present governments.
But observers say Mr. Haq's agenda will be limited by his cash-strapped administration's dependence on resources from the federal government. In the meantime, it's not clear what role this openly anti-American provincial government will play in the ongoing war on terror. MMA leaders have promised not to harbor fugitive Taliban and Al-Qaeda members, but when police and the FBI arrested two Arab Al-Qaeda suspects in Karachi last week, the two men were living in a house belonging to a high-ranking member of the MMA. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Peshawar, Pakistan.